Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. It's 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the company. Good stuff coming up for you this hour. We'd like to kick things off with our new friend, Brittany Marlowe, giving us our weather. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. How are you doing, Brittany?
I'm pretty good. You guys ready to get smacked with a cold front?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's wake up. It'll wake us up. That's all right. That's all right. We got a lot to do today. That's all right.
Exactly, right? Holiday week. Let's just get smacked with this. We'll all be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but my goodness. Well, it's coming. It's going to be pushing southward through the state throughout today. So right now, it's sitting up into northwest Wisconsin, kind of bringing some light drizzle up towards the Chippewa Valley. As that moves south throughout the afternoon, that could bring us some flurries by this afternoon. Very light, no accumulations, just a trace. But as that goes through, it's going to pull our temperatures down. So right now, we're sitting at our highs. I mean, we're at 30 degrees. As we go through the afternoon, it's just going to keep getting colder with this cold front, and to the point where we're going to crash to 12 degrees by tomorrow morning.
I was just grabbing it really quick.
You need to mentally adjust to that number.
Yeah. Brittany, I don't want to keep you too long, but I do have a tendency to drag our weather people into our opening topics. So I just want to break you into the audience and all that. So please forgive me if I'm putting you in on the spot here. I don't like to do that. But I am going to bring this up with Melissa, and I'm not asking if you're celebrating this. I'm just curious if you've heard of it. Have you heard of Januhairy?
No.
Melissa, have you?
No.
This is something Melissa and I are going to dive into in our opening topic. Januhairy is the name came up with to encourage women to stop shaving, waxing, and plucking for the first month of the year to help normalize body hair on women.
Okay.
Again, not asking any specifics. Boy.
Specifics? I've tried this. Tell you specifics.
Okay, I just don't want to pry, that's all. I just was curious if y'all had heard
I've
of this at all.
I've never tried it in January.
I feel like winter months for females, we lack on shaving our legs as it is, because we have to wear the pants, we don't really have to. But I don't know. I don't know if I would stop, like, plucking my eyebrows or the facial stuff.
It's an interesting.
That might be a little tough.
It's interesting to talk about, I think. I think it's just an interesting conversation. And we appreciate you playing along with us, Brittany. Thank you so much. And thank you for the great forecast.
Thanks. We'll
hang out again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Brittany.
You too. Bye.
She's awesome. She's good. Brittany's great. That's going to play it right.
A lot of fun.
I cannot throw curveballs at our civic media people. They are too good. They are too good. We appreciate that. And Melissa and I are going to get into that in a little bit. We've got that one coming up for you. Also want to talk about these twins that weren't born at the same day.
Oh, I saw that headline. I'm curious to find out the details.
Should be interesting. Your afternoon slump. We're going to talk about that. Words that
are you going to fix it for us?
That's it. That's exactly it. We're gonna fix it, or we're gonna figure out a way to come up with excuses for it. Words that need to be banished this year. We're gonna get into that as well.
I have a few.
Speaking of words, it is a Wednesday, and that means we're gonna be joined with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Phil Hartley's going to call us in and give us that wicked awesome word.
And thanks to our friend Brittany right there, we know our phones are working. So, and Brittany can hear you, Melissa. So that was great. That's wonderful. We got all those things worked out. Big thank you to Solaris, to our engineers, to all the great people working on that stuff so that we can do our job. We can do our thing here. All that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, along with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We will also get into some fun in the 9 o'clock hour. Just a little bit of entertainment news I want to touch on. And then I want to get into a couple of interesting ones, including one that Melissa sent over, 10 things we learned about our human ancestors in 2023.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting article.
I thought it was very interesting. And I'm looking forward to diving into that with you, Melissa, along with plenty more. You know the way this goes, the usual unusual suspects. We will have our That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more lined up for you. Touch on some local news as well as we go throughout these next 2 hours. How's your morning starting, Melissa? How you feeling?
Yeah, You know, it's going pretty good so far.
Good.
A little bit of a rough start this morning, I would say, just because of a late night last night. I got to go to auditions at the WRCT Glass Menagerie. That was a lot of fun. There was a good turnout. So I'm excited for Seth and the selection process. There's auditions still yet tonight at 6:30 at the theater. So come on down, especially if you're a guy. Because, you know, that's the typical... community theater need.
Mm-hmm.
You need more guys. Don't be shy.
Yeah, usually is the case. That tends to be the way it works and everything. So if we can get some more guys down there, that'd be great. But ladies, of course, you're encouraged to come on down as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Certainly. And we just we know that there's going to be less of certain people coming down. So we want to get a little variety of that. And with a show like this, this is one of those shows that you're going to want to look back on and say, I was a part of that. Not only
it's
because
an interesting
it's,
show.
It's an amazingly well-written play. And Tennessee Williams is noteworthy, noted already in this country, let alone in theater. But what Seth is looking to do with this show is very different than I think most people have seen or experienced.
Yeah, and it's going to include some multimedia in it, so some parts will be filmed. So it'll be almost an immersive experience.
Absolutely. That's a perfect word for it, because that's what I was thinking of it. All your senses, it's going to be immersing all of them into this world that you're going to be taken to.
It's described as a dream play.
Yeah.
So he's the elements that he wants to include in it are really going to help transport you to an alternate reality.
Every once in a while, I'm watching a movie or a TV show, and I get so caught up in a scene that I'm locked in and I'm in that world. But it doesn't happen very often, and it usually comes from acting. It doesn't come from a lot of other stuff. I don't know any time I've ever watched a movie and not known I was going into watching a movie or a TV show. With theater, I feel you have an opportunity when it's done right. To really be immersed into it and to forget the world around you and just be sucked into this world that you're watching, because theater is so in not only personal, but you are right there with you are breathing the same air as the actors.
Right. All of the energy from the actors and all of the energy from the audience is contained in that space. And it's a different experience than watching a movie, even watching a movie in a movie theater, because the actors aren't there. They're not live, as we mentioned in the segment on WIRI this morning.
It's a really fun show. We're going to talk more about it in the entertainment section. But again, auditions going on again tonight for WRCT's next production, The Glass Menagerie. Get on down there. Auditions will be at 6:30 tonight over at the WRCT Auditorium. I want to touch on a couple of things with you, Melissa, but let's go ahead and start with these twins. Let's start with these twins. A New Jersey couple welcomed a set of twins who were born not only on different days, but in different years.
That's cool.
Ezra Humphrey was born at 11:48 on December 31st at Virtua Voorhees Hospital in Voorhees, giving him the same birthday as his father, Billy Humphreys, 36. Fraternal twin Ezekiel was born at 12:28 a.m. on January 1st.
Oh, cute. What are their names again? Ezra and Ezekiel.
Great names.
They were brothers in the Bible too, I believe.
Oh, were they? Okay.
I think so. I could be wrong.
424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Correct us.
Yeah, let us know. 715-424-2600. I have seen a lot of births. My mother, I saw give birth to my sister. I've seen all my kids. Youngest daughter, I showed up a minute late. Izzy was screaming when I walked in the door. but others, I've seen a lot of this. I cannot explain to somebody who hasn't the strength and power that it takes to be able to do this. This woman doing this, like not only doing it once, but then a half an hour or so later, like then the next one. Oh, man, that's going to take a moment on that, let alone the interesting part of the story. Quote, I was very excited about the potential of having my boys on my birthday, Billy Humphreys told Good Morning America. We went in that day, and I wasn't quite sure if they were going to come out or not, but having one of them at least on my birthday was a huge blessing and a gift. Their mother, Eve Humphrey, 34, said she had gone to the hospital on December 30th, but was sent home due to a false alarm. The next day, she returned. Quote, my water broke, and I'm like, happy birthday. I think I have to get to the hospital. Billy Humphrey wrote on Instagram that his newborn sons are so special they couldn't even share a being born on the same year.
That is going to be very unique for a pair of twins to have not only different birthdays, but different birth years.
I think of, like a lot of us, I think of the end of the year as the last leg of the marathon of holidays and the gamut. And we kind of get done with Christmas, and there's this little bit of a breath we can take. You know, New Year's is a holiday, but it's not the pressures and all that of Christmas. Not this family. not this family. This family, they got a whole... The marathon continues for them.
Yeah.
These two birthdays, along with the husband's birthday, it's a...
It's going to be a party weekend.
It really is. I mean, I'm not jealous, but I'm a little like kind of, huh, that seems like a really fun way to kick off the new year. Every year, you're kicking off with a birthday.
Well, and Ezra's going to hold that over Ezekiel, though,
whole
life.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He's very obviously the older of the twins. His birthday's first.
I just saw my oldest friend, Chris, last week. And I'm a couple months older than him. And immediately, birthdays came up, and that immediately came up. You know, I got a couple months on you, man. I got to, you know, it's for me to let
wait,
him
wait
know.
Wait until you're in your 80s. You're not going to be holding that over him anymore, James.
No, probably not. Probably not. You know, I get there, though, I'll be okay with it. I'll be all right with that. As long as I get to 80, I'll be all right with that.
Okay, and a quick Google search. Ezra and Ezekiel, I don't think, were brothers. They were both prophets, though, and they both have books in the Bible. So,
okay. Very cool. Thank you for looking that up. It was going to bug me if I didn't know. I do want to...
I just knew the names together, and it's because I've memorized the books of the Bible as a kid, so you say them in order, and they were nearby each other. So I'm just, brothers, why not?
Great names. Great names.
Yes.
We want to send a shout out to another great name, our friend Diane. Diane brought us cookies, Melissa.
Yay! Oh, thank you, Diane.
Lemon
ones?
Yes, there are lemon ones, and I already put some aside for you. Aside for you. So they're making sure. I had to do that because otherwise I would probably devour them all. So
yeah, as you do.
Yep. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
We appreciate it. Best listeners in radio. We will take a break. We'll come back with a bunch of fun and some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open. It's a Wednesday, and they're open.
And they're open.
Get on over there, everybody. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
And say hello to the new owners.
Yeah, say hello to them. Wish them a great day from all of us. We appreciate them. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way. You can, of course, DM us on our Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm. Or you can call 715-424-2600.
Yeah, feel free to call to join and join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you and love to get those birthdays and anniversaries from you. Let's dive right into our list. And Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, I'm going to choose 1.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, happy birthday to Amber Lewis.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Enjoy your day, Amber. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to Caitlin Scott.
Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Caitlin, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great day for you, Caitlin. And our qualifiers today celebrating their anniversary, Dave and Janie Malcolm.
Oh, happy anniversary, Dave and Janie.
They used to own David Harold's here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, nice.
It's been an establishment quite a few times back in the day when they were David Harold's and everything. Appreciate the gang over there and them and Dave and Janie. Malcolm, happy anniversary. You're our qualifiers.
Congratulations.
Keep on listening. And at the beginning of February, when we announce our winners for January, you could be our winners. Win that free Misty's Menu food.
That's right. You're on the list.
We dive into our celebrity birthdays. And boy, we got a great one. Happy 21st birthday to Greta Thunberg.
Oh, Greta.
This young lady is incredible. She is a Swedish environmental activist. She's been challenging world leaders to take immediate action for climate change mitigation. Her climate activism is, I think she has set a new standard for this.
She's definitely encouraged a lot of young people to pay attention to what's going on in the climate.
It began when she persuaded her parents to adopt lifestyle choices that reduced her family's carbon footprint. That's where this all began. She has just accomplished so much in such a short... I mean, we've known about her, and she's been doing all these things, and she just turned 21.
She started when she was 8.
Yeah. This year, and to me, I think that she is. I don't like using the term poster child. I don't like that much. But for lack of a better way to put it, I feel that she is the poster child for this that generation in many, many ways. We did the story during the elections season of the young man who is the mayor in Florida now. It's like in his early 20s, 23, I think he is. We've got a number of different cases of this, a number of different times where we've got young people not only getting involved in politics, but young people getting involved in the world around them and doing something.
Stepping up. Yeah. Like you always say, they're not waiting. They're not waiting for the adults in the room to fix the problems. They see the problems and they are stepping up to fix them. She learned about climate issues when she was 8. She didn't actually start doing things till she was 15, just to clarify. Greta Thunberg is an inspiration, I would say, for adults and kids alike of the things that we can do to be vocal about, you know, protecting the planet. We only have one planet here.
Yeah. She was 100 most influential people, being the youngest Time person of the year, inclusion in the Forbes list of world's 100 most powerful women, and multiple nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, all before she is 21. Just wow. Incredible human being. And, as somebody who lives on this planet, thank you, Greta. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know if we do that enough. Thank you. Thank you to her and all these people working so hard to try to keep our planet rolling. Happy birthday. Happy 28th birthday to Florence Pugh. P-U-G-H. I've heard it pronounced a number of different ways. Any way you say it, she's amazing. She is awesome. A lot of people saw her in Little Women, Midsummer. Some people may have, a lot of other people might have remember her from Black Widow, where that was really her breakout role to a lot of people. Don't Worry, Darling, she was in as well. She starred in that. But she was very, very good in Oppenheimer. I cannot express how good she was in Oppenheimer. I didn't even know it was her. I'm a big fan of hers. And I've seen almost everything she's done. And I really enjoyed her work. I didn't even know that was her right away. It took me a minute or two to realize. Her eyes are very noticeable to me. And it took me a minute or two to realize. Is that Greta? Is that Florence Putin? I couldn't believe it.
She was in both the Dune movies, too.
Yeah, she was really good in those two. Yeah. She is just one of these actors who we learn how to say her name, because she is going to be around for a while. She's only getting better and better. Nicole Barry is 39. Christy Hunter on The Morning Show and Abby in Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
Eli Manning is 43. Peyton's younger brother, retired New York Giants quarterback, possible Hall of Famer. We'll see. Eli Manning has two Super Bowl rings, and we thank Eli Manning, those of us that don't live in the greater New England area, because he beat the New England Patriots twice, and a lot of us are very happy about that.
Okay.
Let's see. Danica McKellar is 49. Danica McKellar, maybe most people might know her as Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years.
Ah, yes.
But I really, she was fantastic on that show. And as an actor, I should certainly be highlighting that. I'd much rather highlight Danica going to UCLA, getting her degree in mathematics, and writing several great math books, including Math Doesn't Suck, Kiss My Math, Hot X, Algebra Exposed, and Girls Get Curves, Geometry Takes Shape. Danica, she's a great writer. She's a really, really good writer.
Great titles.
She's a fun interview too. You get a chance to see her interviews and everything. We talked about child actors a little bit and, young celebrities and stuff. And she, at such a young age, kind of realized, I like acting. I love math. And
go with your strengths.
Yeah, yeah. Go with, you know, you got to.
She's just so stinking cute.
Yes, yes, she is. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. I have no doubt that her agent and many, many others have bothered her for years to keep working and stuff. So, let's see. Thomas Balgatter is 48. He is one half of Daft Punk.
Yes.
Big fan of Daft Punk. Big fan. Love me some.
I can't name any of their songs, but I do like. I know I do like that.
Around the World, Digital Love. They got some good ones over the years. Stronger is a good one. They got a lot of good ones. I like Daft Punk. Good band. I'm trying to be good about these things going forward. So today is Mel Gibson's 68th birthday.
Okay.
Mel Gibson, one of the more popular, bigger names of the last 30, 40 years when it comes to acting. Mm-hmm. Certainly famous from the Lethal Weapon movies, Braveheart, Passion
Maverick,
of the Christ.
Maverick,
yes, those and everything.
Foster.
Also an anti-Semitic jerk who probably doesn't deserve to be in the public eye anymore, no matter how talented he is. That's just me. That's just my opinion. Not talking for anybody else. Hollywood has spoken and he's continuing to get work. So what do I know? But yeah, if it was, I don't believe that you do things like he did where we have the voicemails of him talking to his daughter and his ex-wife and the way he talked to them, the way he treated them, the very, very, very serious and very anti-Semitic statements he has made over his lifetime and that he has stood by. I think, you know, are stand out a lot more than his average acting, which it is. It is average acting, average directing. Passion of the Christ is not a very well-directed movie at all. And it, if it wasn't for the storyline or the topic, it would not have been as popular as it was.
And odd that he would have directed that.
And not one Jewish person in the dang movie, by the way. Just noteworthy there, considering his past, his background. Also, though, I know he's got fans out there and he's got people out there that like him and everything. So to you, you know, enjoy and celebrate. Mm-hmm. I will never watch another Mel Gibson scene, let alone movie again. He's not worth it to me. There's a billion other actors out there and a lot more talented ones and funny ones. So he's not worth it.
Their own.
Jim Ross is 72. Former commentator for NWA, WCW, WWE. I think Jim Ross is the greatest commentator I've ever heard in wrestling. And I really admire Jim Ross for a lot of the slobberknocker. He's got a lot of great quotes, a lot of great lines. But JR, as most of us know him as wrestling fans, he suffered a stroke at one point not too long ago. And many people would kind of pull away from the public eye or stop doing something. And certainly if you are a announcer, you would think, oh, he's definitely going to stop. Not JR. Still doing it. Still going strong. And good at it, too. Still very good at it as well. Let's see here. Stephen Stills is 79 of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Ah, good band.
Yeah, Judy Blue Eyes, good song. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, I should say. Let's see. Dabney Coleman is 92. Oh. All right. Now here's a guy that should be as popular as Mel Gibson. But isn't, and by all rights should have been. Dabney Coleman, 92, the evil boss in Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
He was on Golden Pond.
Yeah, yeah, Boardwalk Empire, Ray Donovan.
Board Games.
Board Games. Good one. Good role.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
I forgot about him being in the Beverly Hillbillies. That's a good one. War Games. Did you say War Games?
I did.
Yeah. I thought so. That's my favorite performance of his. I loved that movie as a kid. I watched that movie constantly as a kid, and in part because of him. Bobby Hall is as we look at people who are no longer with us. Bobby Hall kicks off our list. I am Melissa. I know you're not a sports fan. Just you can take a break right now. Yeah, just give me a second.
All right,
because everything I was just saying about Mel Gibson is a little similar with Bobby Hall, just hits a little closer to home because Bobby Hall is one of the most iconic Chicago Blackhawks of all time. You can't talk about the history of hockey and not talk about Bobby Hall, the Hall family, and everything they did. At the same time, Bobby Hall, big jerk. big jerk. Big time. Like, there are some stories of some people that have, like, oh, he signed my autograph. He was nice to me. I have heard, growing up in Chicago and growing up in a hockey family, so many bad stories about him, let alone the things that are, you know, the court records that show and different things that he has done in his life. Complicated people. You know, we got celebrating here today. Robert Loggia. Would have been celebrating birthday today. Born in 1930, passed away in 2015. Great actor. Famous for his high guy, tough guy roles, Pritzi's Honor, Scarface, Jagged Edge. Great character actor. I think the most famous scene, and I think most people will remember him from the movie Big, when he's playing on the big life-size piano with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing the foot dance. They're doing the dancing on the piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I love that that's the scene that most people know him for, because he's such a, like, a good bad guy and play a bad guy in so many scenes. And that's kind of the thing that we know him for.
Well, but he also plays a good guy, too, really well. I think he is just very versatile.
Yeah, yeah, just a versatile actor. Yeah. Sir George Martin, born on this day in 1926. The Beatles, amazing genius producer. Often considered the fifth Beatle. And as John, Paul, Ringo, and George would tell you, there are no Beatles without George Martin. You know what I mean? The Beatles are still big. The Beatles are still the Beatles. But you don't have the Beatles. Like, you don't have them where they are without George Martin, without that producing. And we don't have half the entertainment that we love without J.R.R. Tolkien. Born on this day in 1892, passed away in 1973. What a long life.
Wow.
Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and as Melissa and I were talking about on the Sunrise Show, author of many other works, and encourage you to check them out.
I didn't know he was born in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I talk about this a lot. Him and C.S. Lewis were roommates in college. I'd give anything to waste a time machine and just sit in that room.
I hear some of the conversations.
I can't imagine. They're sitting there and they're bouncing ideas off each other. And, hey, man, I thought about this. What about a closet? But you open up the door and it's a whole world in there. All right, that's pretty cool. I've got an idea. What about these little people that got to go find a ring? What about they're just bouncing ideas off each other? I love it. It's a great idea. Let's go ahead and wish one more time Amber and Caitlin happy birthdays.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Dave and Janie Malcolm.
Congratulations, Dave and Janie. Enjoy your anniversary.
Yeah. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here. Oh, we're going to talk about January when we come back, Melissa.
Oh, yes,
we got that coming up. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We got some good stuff to get into this hour. Our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is coming up from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Looking forward to that.
Wicked awesome.
Right now, let's celebrate January. Yeah. January, everybody.
January.
So, for those that don't know, November is no shave November for guys. A lot of men choose. Huh?
Movember,
yeah. A lot of men choose not to shave that during that month to raise attention about men's cancers and donate
in general.
Yeah, and to donate to those causes. I tend to bumper music still kicking in. I tend to if I do shave or even buzz my beard down, I will send $20-$30 to National Cancer Society or different organizations like that doing work on that topic. So I
help if you can.
Yeah, I bring that up with this one, this topic right here. Happy January, everybody. January is, as we were talking about with our friend Brittany earlier, is the name someone came up with to encourage women to stop shaving, waxing, and plucking for the first month of the year to help normalize body hair on women. It's fairly new, but not a brand new thing. It debuted in 2019, so it's the sixth year people have done it. The official January Instagram account has over 100,000 followers. It says their goals include promoting self-confidence, challenging societal beauty standards, and creating a supportive community where people can share their journey. One of the founders says dedicating a whole month to it is liberating because it gets you thinking about the way you treat your body and why. I am going to shut up. and back off of this topic. I would like to hear from you and the audience, Melissa. I'd like to hear from the audience, 715-424-2600, 424-2600.
Well, I do, you know, there's a lot to shave on a woman if you really want to get down to it. You know, I know, obviously legs and armpits are the two most common.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other areas to shave, and I even know in some other cultures, women shave their forearms.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Korean friend who lived in the dorms that I did when I was in a freshman in high school, and she shaved her forearms, and I was 13. I was like, this is strange. Everybody has, every culture has different customs, but there's also societal pressures in every culture, and a lot of them are impressed upon women and how we look and how we function in society and how we take care of our bodies. I really appreciate the fact that they're doing this to promote promote this and normalize it, because it is a lot of work, and it's expensive, and it's way more time in the shower, and there's got to be either better ways, or we need to just get over it and make it be okay. Guys can walk around with leg hair. Why can't women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say that I don't know. I've only been in a handful of serious relationships, but the ones that I've been in this time of year, yeah, that's something that happens. The leg hair is going to be in effect.
Because it's not something you're showing all the time, so you don't feel like you have to shave it. Well, why is that? Why that difference?
I don't see, for me, just throwing my barely 2 cents worth here of anything. I don't see an issue. I really don't. I don't see what the big deal is. I don't see a problem. I don't see the hang up about this at all. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. As far as from people pushing back on it, the idea of it, I think is cool. I think it's actually kind of cool and interesting. I like the idea. If I'm with somebody, I want them to feel confident. I want them to feel powerful. I want them to feel empowered. I would think that no matter who you're with or what, that's what you want with your significant other or something. I'm talking about your, you know, standard man and woman relationship here. But to me, that does, if that makes her feel more confident or stronger or for the, maybe even just as important as all of that, saves her some time. Life
money.
Is Melissa. Yeah. And money. Melissa was hitting on this right away. And I thought that was really key points to this. The time, the money that it costs. We only have so much time in the morning to get ready to get our day going. I know for me, it's like one thing goes wrong and it throws off my whole morning and I'm running late. And if you've seen me, I don't do a whole lot of prep like with my appearance. I try to look decent for our interviews and all of that, of course. But I'm a guy. I don't put too much effort into it. So again, I don't feel like I have a leg to stand on in this conversation. I think this is something that women, you know, should be. Not that men don't have an opinion, of course, and can't say something.
A lot of opinions.
Yeah, right.
But I do think that, you know, there's a difference between self-grooming and societal pressures to look a certain way. You know, obviously, you should be well-groomed as far as clean. You know, it ends there. You should be clean.
I think that part is a key part of this. Whatever appearance or whatever society says looks good or any of those things, that's, I think, a personal choice. As long as you are taking care of your hygiene, that's the key to this, I think.
Yeah. It's not going to change, though, James, until we see it on the big screen and on the television screen and on the runways. You know, the changes in how women are expected to look in society won't change until those things do. Period.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I will say that I have a little bit of hope for that happening with the amount of female directors we have, the amount of women we have in the writer's room. So much of that representation is happening more and more. We might see some of that. We'll see. We'll see. It's an interesting topic, and I'm sure it's not the only time we're going to be talking about it coming up. We have our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us every Wednesday, usually at 8:45. That's usually around when they join us, so that's when we are ready to bring them up, usually. Phil Hartley joining us right now. Hello, Phil.
Hello. I just call whenever I feel like, James. I'm sorry for that.
How's it going today, Phil?
No, doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing fine here. How is everything over at Quality Plus? How are you guys handling the new year?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, there's always a mad rush before Christmas and even for New Year's for us. You know, we get a lot of timely projects because of the timing of the end of the year. But so it's good, you know. Start off the year a little quieter, but I'm hoping we build up quick here. But so far, so good.
Right on.
Everybody's got to take a breath.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
There's a lot of stuff that I'm sure that you and your staff over there are needed for leading into these holiday season and stuff. You get this first week or two of the new year, probably people figuring some stuff out and what they're going to need next.
Yeah, and that seems to be the cycle, James. It's usually a quiet first week or so of January, and then people are back in their jobs and figuring out what they need to order or, you know, what the next project is. So
you guys have certainly earned a little bit of a break here. So that's good to hear. That's good. Phil, we're making you work because you got to join us on the air here, and you got to come up with a wicked awesome word of Wednesday. What do we have for today?
So I have to tell you, my team here appreciates this segment so much that they went out and bought me a word of the day calendar.
That's awesome.
So it's a rip off every page, you know, every day is a new
new word.
But I think I'm stocked. I am stocked.
You're good. Yeah. We are ready to do this, people.
You just have fans, Phil. You have fans.
You do have fans. I've had Phil, I don't know if you've had this. I've had listeners say to me the word of the day before, and just smile at me when they'll just break, you know, throw it into the conversation. It's great. It's great.
No, I'm glad to hear that. No, I do hear it on the community. I mean, what a wonderful community we live in. But I hear it too, and it's fun. And that's why I want to, you know, when we first started, wanted to advertise with you, and I knew I wanted to when I bought this business. It's like, but I just don't want to do for all your printing needs. I want to have something we have fun with, you know, and you know that we can continue and make it a neat thing. And that's what this is. So I'm very happy to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to tell you,
this first word. It's a short word, but I think it's very apropos to the new year. So the first word of 2000, the pressure's on, 2024, is agog.
Ooh, I love that word.
A-G-O-G, agog.
Yeah.
Anyway, it means full of intense interest or excitement. Mm-hmm. So here we are, agog for 2024, hopefully.
It's such a fun word, Phil. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good word. That's a fun word.
I shouldn't
word.
Put hopefully at the end of that. That's kind of being dismissive. Isn't it? We are gone for 2024.
Yeah. That's a good
thing
one.
To happen.
Mm-hmm. Was that on your word a day calendar?
Yeah.
It was. Okay. It yeah. Right on.
It's the first word of the first, you know, so I'm going back a day here, but a couple days. This is January 1's word.
Oh, I like that.
So agog, that's a good word to start the year with. We're going to be a agog this year. We got some cool things coming up here, James, in Quality Plus Printing, and I'm going to be excited to advertise in your station about them in a couple weeks here, because we're aligning some new projects up and some new things we can do. So
we're very excited about that, Phil.
Me too.
We've been having so much fun working with you and working with the team over there this year. And I think you were touching on this before. We've been kind of figuring out, okay, we want to work together, but what do we want to do? We don't want to just do the standard 60 second commercials and all that. So now that we've kind of been able to work together a little bit for the last year or so, I think I can only imagine what we're going to be doing in 2024. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
then wish you guys the best, obviously, this year. You know, let's have some fun, make this community a better place, and work together on that. We can do it.
Well said.
Thanks, Phil.
Always well worded. We appreciate you, Phil. Thank you for the wicked awesome word of Wednesday. We'll talk again next week. Happy New Year to you and yours and to the team over there, okay?
Yeah, you as well. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
We are just agog with our friends over at Quality Plus. Great word.
Find a way to use that word today. Oh, that's fun.
It's such a fun word. Throw it into your conversations all day today, everybody.
And get weird looks.
Yes.
That's cool.
And share those weird looks with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. We appreciate the gang over there. You can stop by right now. They're at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, open till about 4 today. Give them a call, 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like and subscribe to their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up on all the good things going on in our community. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Come back and we'll get into that afternoon slump. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Coming up, it's
Melissa. Some tips.
Yeah. Melissa and James, take it through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Melissa and James, taking you through the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Let's dive into this topic, Melissa, and we'll take us right to the top of the hour. Do you regularly hit an afternoon slump at work or just in your day-to-day life? You hit that usually 2 to 3 o'clock area and you just start to slow down a little bit.
I call it my trough.
Your trough. I like that. 1 in 5 Americans say in a new poll that yes, that they hit an afternoon slump, and here's when it most likely happens. The average person hits that wall about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and their slump lasts a total of 29 minutes. According to the survey, here are the top 5 things that can cause it. Caffeine wore off, general boredom, a lack of energy. You need to eat, James. You need to eat. You're underslept. Sitting in one place for too long and not taking breaks also made the top 10. A lot of people said that they tend to have more of these moments in winter, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because you move around less in winter. Mm-hmm.
The top things we do to break out of a slump include going for a walk, grabbing something to eat. If you can get away with it, taking a nap. I know a lot of people, including I think even you've said you do this sometimes, Melissa, on your lunch break, you will take a nap.
Yeah, you can catch a 15, 20-minute nap. For those that helps, which there's science that shows a lot of us. It is beneficial.
Mm-hmm. I feel for anybody that has to do that. I feel, you know, your lunch break, you should be able to have your lunch and take a break and everything. But I understand, too, how life works. We're busy.
If
we've got a lot.
20-minute nap is going to make the rest of your day better.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I worked at the high school, too. I'd go out to my car, you know, because I had a 45-minute lunch. I'd sleep for 20 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. When I worked night shift, I did this a lot. I could never fall asleep right after work, so I ended up like taking like a nap or two naps sometimes during the day, like an hour or two here or there, wherever I could fit it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this slump is something. It's a real thing. It happens to a lot of people. The top things we do to break out of that slump include going for this walk and all that. But there's some other things that I think we can do. And I'm sure that the audience has some input on this one, too. 715-424-2600. What do you do when you hit this wall? So I'm thinking I'm usually working when this happens. I have a lot of meetings in the afternoon that set up my night schedule or teaching or any of these. When that happens, we have a lot of meetings at 3 o'clock, actually. I will go and I'll throw cold water in my face. I'll do that. I'll do that a little bit, and it just kind of wakes my body up a little. That's a quick one I do that you don't need a whole lot of a towel and some cold water. You know, that's about it. but I think all of these other ones are incredibly important as well.
And most of them are pretty doable, low cost.
Yeah.
I'm surprised caffeine didn't hit the list, though.
Well, here's something interesting that I think has happened that we don't get a chance to really talk about. But for a while there was a moment in time where before we had like now everybody's got a seltzer. There was a time where everybody had an energy drink. Everybody, these 1 hour things, you take a drink of it and boom.
5 hour energy.
Basically liquid cocaine. That's all it was, basically. It's all these things are. And to the point that I say that because to a degree, they were so harmful to the body. They killing the inlining of your stomach. There is plenty of science and documentation on these things. These, monster drinks, so many of them, they could be really bad.
Been happening with Panera and their jacked up lemonade.
Yeah,
that's people have been dying.
Yeah. You stop serving it. Stop it. Stop it. Panera's better than that. Panera doesn't need that.
They should be.
They should. You're right. They should be better than that. The idea of caffeine isn't a bad, caffeine isn't bad. The over abuse of it.
Moderation.
Yes. It's very key to this and very important. We've seen with that rise of all those energy drinks and everything, the downfall of them as well. Lots of people have started to find the science behind it. The fact that, well, wait a minute, I'm spending like $20 on two cans of these things. And not only are they not working and not really helping me, they're making me addicted to caffeine for one, which we don't talk about our addiction to sugar or caffeine nearly enough. Everybody wants to talk about drugs, this, drugs, that. Nobody wants to talk about sugar or caffeine. and the idea that, and I'm pretty bad with caffeine as well, by the way, everybody. I'm not at all pointing fingers here.
Let's not even bring up sugar.
Yeah. Let's not even go on that route. Yeah. But I also feel like I'm part of the reason why I need to bark about this stuff too, though, because
because most of us are guilty of it to some extent.
But we are learning more and more of finding natural ways, ginseng, different ways to gain energy, to get to be able to have these, not hit that wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are other, like you said, other options. There's also the need for moderation. And places can sell the stuff, but they can't tell you how much of it you should drink.
Yeah.
I mean, they do put it on the label, to be fair.
Yeah, they do that.
But you got to read the label.
Yeah, and I mean, people, companies can only do so much. People need to take personal responsibility, need to think about and do the homework of what they're putting into their bodies, certainly. And companies need to be honest about what those things are doing to our bodies as well.
I mean, they used to literally put cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Right, yeah. the standard that we have here is very... And I think it's also a really good point to bring up too, Melissa, because it also shows we've been dealing with this for a long time, this hitting the 3 o'clock wall or, needing energy or anything like that. We've been needing it for a long time to the Melissa's comment right there. It's a key.
But it speaks to a bigger issue of the expectation in America to work. You know?
Yeah.
Basically work till you're dead.
Yeah.
And so it's a good conversation starter for how we can change things in our daily lives to have a good work-life balance, to make sure we're getting enough sleep. Some of those things are very, very difficult for, let's say, single parents, or people who work full-time jobs and parent or go to school full-time and parent. Even for us single people who just have Kevin the cat to take care of, trying to balance everything and still get the laundry done. It's rough, man.
Yeah.
We all have our burdens to bear, but trying to get that nap in at 3 o'clock is one of them that you got to, I don't know. Some days you just got to do it.
Well, and right there, I feel like should be having some common ground with your fellow human beings. I feel like should give us all some understanding of this and where we can work together on it. Employers and businesses working with their employees, finding out, hey, how are you? We know you get in at 9, you work till 5. How are you in the middle of the day? How can we help? How can we make that better? It only benefits your company. Your company is only going to be stronger and more profitable from it. It is a good thing to do. It is a humane thing to do, yes. But if I got to talk to the people that don't care about those things, it'll help your bottom line. It'll keep you in the black, blah, blah, blah.
Nap pods.
Nap pods. Is that what you said?
Nap pods. These are things that really exist in other countries. They have, it's just like a little pod. I don't want to say it looks coffin-like, but it kind of looks like a coffin, and you climb in, and you close the thing, and you get a 20-minute nap, but then you go on about your day.
All right. Well, Melissa and I are going to go hang out in a nap pod. Separate ones. Very separate. And we'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. I'm just going to go.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.